Rock 94.5, Papa Roach. All right, and one of them real rock concerts is coming to Spokane tonight. Atreyu at the Big Easy. I do believe we've got a member on the phone right now.
Yes, sir, you do.
Hey, who's this?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Mark McKnight on bass guitar from the band. Thanks for hooking up with us this afternoon.
No problem, man.
Hey, welcome to town. What was that going behind you there? A little crotch rocket?
I'm allowed to stay on the street right now.
Cool. Outside the Big Easy?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. How's the stage looking? Pretty good?
Pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
And how are you guys doing? All right?
Oh, wonderful, man. It's the second day of a little headlining tour we're doing. It's going great so far.
So when you got off Ozfest, Family Values Tour is more recent than that. You said, screw that, it's time now to really take charge.
Exactly. Well, we just got done with Family Values, and we were on the second phase. We were on the with Korn and Evanescence on there.
That must have been cool.
It's pretty awesome. It was a pretty good experience. You know, it's a whole different crowd than we're used to. Like, we played Ozfest, we played Warped Tour, we've done headlining shows. You know, it just gives us a chance to get to someone else we haven't played for, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And now you're out there doing it for yourself, which is great. Because I think you guys are poised for even greaterness. I mean, this one, Lead Sales Paper Anchor, debuting at number 8 on the Billboard charts. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, man.
And the first single, Becoming the Bull, we're going to play here for you in just a moment. So what's different about this CD? What'd you do to it?
Well, I think we kind of make it a point every album to step it up a notch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Become better musicians, and like, I mean, we're not the same people we were 2 years ago when we wrote the last album, you know? So I think we got a really, really good producer on this album. We got John Feldman. He produced The Used, Good Charlotte, and he was in Goldfinger as well. He's still in Goldfinger. And we just kind of stepped it up, you know? I think we let me get away from these cars, hold on. We just stepped it up as far as, like, I don't know. We wanted to make a little different record, you know.
Well,
I think it's definitely still us, but it just is a lot. It's a song for everyone on this record, I think.
That's a good way of putting it, for sure.
Yeah.
Becoming the Bull is the track, and Rock 94.5, Way Home. He's out there right now, standing in the spotter's stand.
This is Mark Matreyu, and listen to Jeff Scott on Rock 94.5.
Rock 94.5. Excuse me, I'm not done air drumming yet.
Okay.
Dude, how does he get to sing like that from behind the drum kit?
I don't know, man. Like, he just a lot of practice, you know? It's kind of one of the things that sort of came natural to him. Like, you know, he could, like, sort of do it in the beginning, and then now he just ridiculous at it.
Yeah, we're talking about Atreyu. It's Rock 94.5, Way Home. We've got Mark McKnight on the phone. And we're talking about Brandon, of course, behind the drums. Now, I'm a drummer, and there's two things that drummers usually can't do, and one is dance, and the other one is keep the microphone away from them, but this worked for you guys.
Yeah, he definitely can't dance, though, so he got one or the other.
That's the way it is. I mean, drummers, first one there, last one to leave, they never get the chicks. That's for the guitarists.
Yeah, exactly.
What other secrets about being on the road can you share with us?
Try to find something to not go sane.
Yeah.
To not go crazy. find a hobby.
Just coming off the Family Values Tour, there must have been a lot of stuff going on there.
Definitely. We, a lot of good bands, you know. Like, we became good friends with Trivium on that tour.
Yeah.
They're a wonderful band. And, it was fun.
Now, did Evanescence and Flyleaf, did they have any cat fights or anything?
No. It didn't seem like there were any, like, cat fights whatsoever.
Well, that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think two of the most powerful women in the business right there together, you know.
Yeah, we were stuck right in the middle of them, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Could have been bad.
Did you just sneak in, or? No, actually, hey, also, congratulations. Your faces are on the cover of the Revolver magazine right now.
Yes, sir.
Is that your first time on that?
No, we had one for the last album as well. We've been lucky enough to do it twice.
Wow. So what happens to those after they grace the cover of the magazine? Do you hang them up in the tour bus or anything? Or?
Not really. My mom buys one and calls me about it.
There you go.
My dad. I get random text messages like, I'm looking at your face on the cover.
That must be a weird feeling, though, isn't it?
At first it is, but then, I mean, it kind of loses its luster after a while. But covers are always still absurd.
Yeah.
It's always fun to get that.
Awesome. Well, that's tonight on the stage of the Big Easy. It's Atreyu and a couple opening bands with you, too. What do you know about Haste the Day and It Dies Today?
It Dies Today doesn't start till tomorrow.
Okay.
But the other band is So They Say. It's a rhyming tour.
I guess so.
No, Haste Today is a wonderful band. We've been good friends for a long time, and I couldn't be happier to start touring with them. And then So They Say we just met, but they're really good. I think it's a good harmony.
What about Seven Cycles? They don't rhyme at all.
I have no idea. They're a local band. Yeah, so I'm excited to see what they got.
Oh, man, they ripped it up really bad. You like them.
Oh.
They are really good. Actually, they won one of our contests we had last summer. So
nice.
Congratulations again on the success of Lead Sales Paper Anchor.
Thank you, man. Thanks for rocking our tunes.
Yeah, no problem at all, man. And what do you guys like to do with your downtime? Because it looks like you've been really busy here.
It kind of just depends upon each member. Like, you know, yeah. I'm a graphic designer and a photographer. Okay. So I do a lot of that in my downtime. Like, some of the guys train Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu.
Wow.
Some of the guys, our drummer's getting married in October, so he spends 98% of the time with his fiance because they're getting ready for the wedding. Video games, read books.
Now, are you guys all going to be the best man?
Actually, yeah. Everyone and
I just had a feeling.
Our drummer's brother, who's our merch guy.
The six best men up there, huh?
Yep. Give me a party.
Well, it'll be easy to remember your lines that way, you know? Break in harmony, even.
Exactly.
Super cool. Great to hook up with you guys. Can't wait to see the show tonight.
Awesome, man.
Mark McKnight from Atreyu and Rock 94 and a halfway home. What time are you taking stage, Mark?
I believe around 9:30-ish.
Okay.
It changes daily.
But so they say, opens the show with local 945 or 7 cycles, so don't be late, or they'll come looking for you.